This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Our number one of the G-Bag Nation. We're hanging out here at the Dallas Boat Show in Market Hall. It is absolutely incredible. It's our second year in a row that we've been out here. They've got, I mean, we're talking 700 different variety of boats here, Brian
Broaddus.
The amount of clothes you can get is also awesome. You can actually get up on and check out these boats for yourself. It is, it's fantastic. And the amount of people, come on out, fellowship. I know our buddy Kenny from Quinlan has already texted in 877-881-1053. He said, look, I'm coming out. I'm going to party with the G-Bag Nation out there at the Dallas Boat Show, right off Stemmons here at Market Hall. It's an amazing event. We'll be partying with you until 7 p.m. Zach Wolchuk alongside Brian Broaddus. We got Ruben Portillo out here engineering for us. Ruben's absolutely fantastic. Lucius Alexander back in master control along with Carter Freeman. Eric Chiafalo is on his final day of vacation for this week. Now, Gavin Dawson did get rained out yesterday for the Dallas Surf. So they've rescheduled some games for today. Now, Coach Dawson said he's going to try and make an appearance possibly.
Yes.
For the back half of the show, but we'll see. Our guy hopefully is going out there and winning this darn tournament.
Yeah.
So if we don't see him, not a big deal to us, but maybe you'll get yourself a little general appearance. But either way, you got myself, Zach Wolchuk, Brian Broaddus for holding it down for you. Holy moly, Brian. There is a lot to get to. We'll get to the Mavericks in just a moment. And I had my first father kind of dilemma when it came to watching a sports game last night as a newborn dad over here. But we do have news here on your home of the Cowboys and home of your World Series champion Texas Rangers. Rangers about to take on the Royals in surprise. And it's going to be Jack Leiter who is getting the start today. Now, Jack's expected to go about three innings, according to our buddy Sean McFarland of the Morning News. It's interesting with Jack Leiter. If you listened just probably about 45 minutes ago to Jared Sandler on with the KMC Masterpiece, Bruce Bochy, bit noncommittal, and silence can speak volumes sometimes what their plan is for Jack Leiter. And I think they are going to give him every possible opportunity to maybe take that final spot in the rotation. Maybe that means Cody Bradford ends up being a bullpen piece, which he was very comfortable doing last year. But certainly you're talking about the second overall pick. Big League squad wants to take a good look at Jack Leiter. Slated to pitch three innings today. He was supposed to pitch in a B game yesterday, but Arizona weather changed those plans. So Boach saying we're all looking forward to watching Jack. The little bit he has thrown, he's looking good. I know Dawson said, hey, he's kind of given up on Jack Leiter. Mm-hmm. I said, not so fast. I don't know if he's ever going to be that ace that we were hoping, but I do think he's still got a chance to be a back half of the starting rotation type of guy. This is exciting. We're going to have to monitor what Jack Leiter does today.
Absolutely. And you're talking about the opportunity with the B-League game that they were going to play yesterday. And, you know, but for the fact that, you know, and we were out there in Arizona, Kansas City, they lost a lot of games last year, weren't a very good team. Their lineup is better, though. And I've got to see them play enough that Jack Leiter will be tested today with this Royals lineup.
And Bobby Witt Jr.'s playing.
That's what I'm saying. He is, you know, he's going to have to deal with some, you know, with some legitimate hitters in that lineup. So I don't even want to say cautiously optimistic. I'm optimistic. You know, when he's had opportunities to throw, he's been fine. And so that's my hope. And as a front office, you have to look at the situation with Bradford, and you mentioned it. He was very comfortable when he had to play. Okay, we're going to spot start you.
Right.
Remember the first couple of spot starts? It was against the Orioles and against the Braves.
Yes,
and
he held
himself together, and then spot starts, relief appearances, actual starter. Whatever he had to do, he seemed to do it very, very well. And even the fact that they're talking about maybe that his spot might be up and maybe that they would move him into another area, he's comfortable with all that. But I'm excited. I want Jack Leiter. As a Southeastern Conference guy,
mm-hmm.
I've seen plenty of Vanderbilt baseball games where Jack Leiter was out there on the mound and just was dominant. And the SEC is not a bad division. I mean, the majority of the College World Series teams.
Last year, your final, Florida LSU.
Yeah, they come from the SEC. So he was getting out quality players. Wyatt Langford, you mentioned it, right. Florida, SEC guys,
mm-hmm.
Dylan
Cruz.
Yeah, Texas A&M, Arkansas. These programs have really good baseball programs. And he was having success against them. So that is my hope right now, that Jack Leiter somehow finds this, and then he is part of this rotation for the Texas Rangers going forward.
The other positive news, Corey Seager said he took ground balls yesterday, played some catch, still hasn't swung a bat, but he's making progress as he tries to get ready to play in the season opener, of course, when the banner is unveiled there at Globe Life Field against the Cubbies. Now, the bad news is the news on Nathaniel Lowe that we got. Now, this is a bummer, and it's a bummer for Nathaniel because this is a dude. We talk about Marcus Semien being an Iron Man.
Right.
Nathaniel Lowe really has been for the majority of his playing career as well. Eventually, nobody can just be that lucky to where they're never going to get hurt, but this is a bummer. Nathaniel Lowe with a right oblique strain, according to the club.
Yeah.
He's expected to miss 3 to 4 weeks, and the timeline for Lowe's recovery puts his status now for the 28th opening day game in jeopardy. And Boach said, to be fair to say, when you're talking about an oblique strain and readiness for the season opener, probably a little bit in doubt here. I wouldn't expect Nathaniel Lowe to be playing.
No, I would not either, though. That's something very difficult. When you start to talk about that, we see the oblique strains in quarterbacks. It's a difficult win in baseball. What is baseball? It's about turning. It's about rotation, all these things. When you're dealing with that, that could be a very painful injury that he's dealing with. And so, it's always best to take as much caution as you can. But it's unfortunate for Lowe. He is such a great guy.
He is.
And then you look at how he improved defensively for the Rangers last year.
Mm-hmm.
There were questions about, okay, the bat's fine. Defensively, no. He got much better as the season went along. So, this is one of those times where you kind of, it probably could have been a lot worse, but 3 to 4 weeks, probably looking a little bit longer than that. But, he's a guy that will rehab, he'll come back, and he'll probably be just as good as new and ready to go.
And, you listen to the quotes, you read the quotes that Lowe's put out there. He's so bummed, and I feel for him, because you're right. I mean, this is a dude 2 years ago, Silver Slugger.
Yeah.
Last year comes in, the defense was questioned. What's he do? He wins a Gold Glove. He puts his mind to something, works towards in the offseason. That dude's come out and proven, hey, he can excel and really do whatever he wants to accomplish. So the Rangers do have some in-house options. I think that they're feeling like, okay, we'll be all right here. And if you remember, we talked about this a year ago. You had Leody Taveras get hurt.
Right.
He wasn't ready for opening day. That allows Travis Jankowski then to be able to make the opening day roster. Maybe this opens the door for a guy like a Jared Walsh, who we've mentioned, was an all-star 2 years ago with the Angels, had some issues, especially with his sleeping. Tim Hyers knows him. He's a guy that has actually looked pretty good in surprise
sure
spring
has.
Training.
Sure
You've
has.
Also got Justin Foscue.
Right.
We talked about Foscue maybe being your DH. He's a guy that could slide over, play some first base as well. So they've got some in-house options if they indeed don't have Nathaniel Lowe for a little bit of a period there. Blaine Crim is another guy that has been absolutely fantastic offensively at the lower levels there at Double-A Frisco. Ezekiel Duran, maybe he can play some first. And then Davis Wenzel. We brought up Davis Wenzel the other day.
Wenzel swung a really good stick in camp.
My goodness, one of the best players there so far at Surprise.
Very clutch.
Problem is they just haven't had really an everyday spot to put Davis Wenzel. Right. So the Rangers do have an abundance of options internally to weather Nathaniel Lowe being out, but that's a bummer. And anytime you don't have one of your starters, you certainly hope Nathaniel Lowe can get ready as soon as possible. Then there is the update on Josh Jung. Josh Jung said that he has an MRI that on his left calf that will be taken today. If all goes well, he will be able to start running, and he's been doing all other baseball activities. So I think that the arrow's trending positively for Jung, for Seager. It's a bummer on Lowe, but we're going to have to watch what indeed happens with Jack Leiter today. All eyes will be on him. 469, where's Dawson? Dawson coaching his little girls' soccer club today. They got a big-time tournament there in Dallas. So it's possible we get a Gavin Dawson sighting coming up a little bit later. We'll keep you updated on that. Then we got some Cowboy news, Brian Broaddus, as free agency is quickly approaching. This team was not under the salary cap. They are now, as they go ahead and convert Zach Martin's salary to a signing bonus that clears $13 million. And the Cowboys now, after converting that and adding one additional void year to free up $13 million in cap space, they now hold around $9 million of cap space. They still have Dak's contract, of course, of $59.4 million currently on the books. If you're trying to get excited, like, oh my gosh, there's $9 million, keep in mind, they will tell you.
Yeah.
They got to sign their draft class.
Right.
They're also going to have to go ahead and work on some of their own personal extensions.
Sure.
Don't think they're going to be throwing this money around next week when free agency starts.
No, that's when you and I got a big dose of that ride an elevator. Like, you guys stop spending money that I don't have.
Yeah.
Kind of, we got that speech. And so, yeah, it's unfortunate. You get a big just slush of cash, you know, to the salary cap added and, you know, then. But that's the problem that you run into when you're a team that, and I don't think it's a problem. I say it's a problem, but it's really not. When you draft really, really well, you know, and you've got to sign. I mean, there's teams like the New England Patriots that their draft class never gets to the second contract. Never, ever gets to the second contract. And here you are. You have a lot of players here that are always in line for second contracts. They make Pro Bowls. They make All Pros. It's an issue that they wear like a badge of honor, you know, that they can go and sign their own and get them to those contracts. But again, you draft very, very well, and that's what happens to you.
We got our first inning out of the way for our guy Jack Leiter. Foul out, strikeout looking for Bobby Witt Jr.
Yeah.
And then a ground out. So a 1-2-3 inning with 1K for Jack Leiter. Light
go.
Work, baby.
There we go.
Let's go. Put them up, set them down for your World Series champion Texas Rangers. Bottom of the first now, rolling into Kansas City. How about the Dallas Mavericks? When we left the studio yesterday, Brian, we weren't feeling very good. In fact, I was extremely frustrated watching the first part of that game because they had a day off. You'd think that they would be mentally locked in. And the defense was exactly the same. It carried over perfectly. The poor defense in transition, wide open threes. Miami looked like they couldn't miss. Well, they locked in. They were able to battle back. And Luka Doncic goes ahead and crushes it. Oh, we got Kenny. We got Kenny has made it into the building here at Market Hall of the Dallas Boat Show. The Mavs end up winning last night over Miami. And Luka, history. 35 points, 11 boards, 11 assists. It's his fifth consecutive 30-point triple-double, tying Russell Westbrook for the for the longest streak of such games in NBA history. Luka,
yeah, that was pretty disrespectful,
player.
By the way.
Westbrook, yeah.
When they call it a fraudulent slip or something like that.
No, I don't hate Russ as much as some other people do, but I have had some fun calling him Westbrook in the past.
I was ready for Lucius to come diving in there.
I know.
Yeah.
The Westbrook defender.
Yeah.
He also became the only player in NBA history to notch four straight 35-point triple-doubles.
Yeah.
Luka's been absolutely on a tear, but Daniel Gafford, was what he was able to do. How about Dante Exum with a big three late? I mean, the turnaround shot
that
beating three that Luka hit was incredible. But I got a confession.
Exum hit the big three, though, too.
Exum hit a big three.
Kyrie
got it going. Yeah, that late stand. But 114-108, Mavs get the win. So I'm watching on my phone. And I'm at the NICU last night with baby girl.
Mm-hmm.
And she's got, like, designated touch times when the nurse comes in, and that's when we go ahead and we take her temperature, we change her diaper, we weigh her. It used to be that was the only time that we could hold her as well when she was still on the oxygen. She just got off the oxygen a few days ago. So now, like, I was already holding her while watching the game. I'm trying to make her, you know, a Dallas Mavericks fan. So nurse comes in. There's, like, 2 minutes left to go in the game. Mavs are rallying. We're trying to close this thing out. Set the phone down. Go. Change her, and she's a wiggler. I mean, she is not an easy one to change. The legs are flying all over the place. I'm trying to contain her. And I get the diaper changed. She's also now in a onesie for the first time. And that stuff isn't easy, dude.
No, heck no.
I mean, I'm trying to figure out, like, how the heck do
I work?
Those
buttons don't line up all the way.
Getting the arms out of the onesie. Mm. I turn around, and Skin's interviewing Kyrie. Mavericks have won the game. I'm like, damn it. I just missed the last 2 minutes, so I had to go back and rewatch exactly what happened. That was my first dose of, you know what, now as a new parent, you might not always be able to catch these things. Life happens here. You might get sidetracked.
Yeah, that's the thing. You can go back, and you can always catch the highlights. You know, it's a shame you missed. Did you carry the whole game, though, or were you were?
I was watching the whole thing.
The whole thing.
She was just sleeping in my arm.
And then all of a sudden.
Here it's go time.
Yeah, you know? and the nurse then kind of interrupts all that,
that's
right?
That's what happened. Well, but it's okay. I mean, we're on a schedule. We got her on a schedule, and it's all right. You know, you make those sacrifices for the little ones. But
absolutely.
She's doing great for those of you that are worrying about it. But a big win for the Mavs. They really needed that. Stars will be in action tonight. They're taking on Anaheim. They did make another trade with Calgary as they've gone ahead and added Emilio Peterson. They sent Riley Damiani to Calgary in exchange for Emilio. He's a 23-year-old Norwegian, and he's going to be assigned to the Stars developmental affiliate in the AHL, the Texas Stars. He's 5'11", 180 pounds, 30 points in 54 games with the Flames AHL affiliate in Calgary. So he's also on the Norwegian national team. And at the 2021 World Championships, played 6 games, scored a goal. So, hey, this is another young kid in the pipeline as Ruben coming in strong. Ruben's got our spring training game pulled up here, Rangers and Royals, so we can watch it live. And this is awesome. Real-time action here, Rubes. I love it. All right, come on out. Party with us here out at the Dallas Boat Show, Market Hall, right off Stemmons. We got a couple of Tolos that are already standing by. Check out all the amazing things that they've got to offer here. Tons of boats. Even if you don't want to buy a boat, just come out and check out what they've got. Like,
oh,
it's so much fun just walking around.
Well, it's more than boats. They've got all kinds of stuff. They've got, if you're into wakeboarding, skis, if you're into clothes, all these things, wetsuits, they got everything. There's all these different booths that you can go to. Yeah, you can get up on a boat and kind of see how it feels up there. Maybe look where the cooler is on it. You know, go from that route. But yeah, this is an impressive operation they have here at Market Hall.
It's really, really badass. All right, coming up on the other side, of course, you got G-Bag of the Day coming up at 2:30. But which team has dethroned the Dallas Cowboys as the most hated in the National Football League? We'll tell you that next on The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
G-Bag Nation partying here at the Dallas Boat Show, Market Hall. Come on by. We got several Tolos that have already passed through, said what's up. Of course, you got Kenny and Quinlan. We do have What You Drinking, What You Thinking coming up at 5:20 as it is quitting time here on a Friday. We'll talk with Calvin Watkins of the Dallas Morning News at 3:20. Tim Cato of The Athletic, talk about your Mavs at 4 o'clock. But we got somebody that has dethroned the Dallas Cowboys as the most hated team in the National Football League. Royals have just put up 2 runs on Jack Leiter here in the top of the second with 1 out. We'll keep you updated on that. Quick 1-2-3 inning for Leiter. And then he was able to get an out on Renfro, but we just had a massive
two-run homer,
right
yeah.
After a single that was just given up. So we'll see how Jack bounces back. This is kind of the stuff that we want to see from him and how he handles this. Segment brought to you by Frankel and Frankel. And, of course, the G-Bag Nation brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org. 877-881-1053. If I were to tell you a team has overtaken the Cowboys as the most hated in the National Football League, do you have a guess as to who that could be?
Kansas City Chiefs.
The Kansas City Chiefs. Ding, ding, ding. Brian Broaddus.
Just took a guess on that.
Yeah, it's one of those things where you start winning, and we saw this with New England. Like, New
Absolutely.
England was very lovable. Yep. They were a team that came out of nowhere. Tom Brady, darling storyline. And it's like what Harvey Dent said. You either die a hero or you live long enough to see yourself become the villain. And the Chiefs were that darling. Now when you win three Super Bowls, you play in four, you're in the AFC Championship game every single year, you had the Taylor Swift effect that some fans really, really hated.
Yes.
But according to data from Bet Online, the Chiefs have drawn the ire of the most NFL fans, surpassing our Dallas Cowboys. Should we be offended?
You know, it's funny that... It's funny how teams, though, from Dallas are very hated, being the Kansas City Chiefs were the Dallas Texans at one time. So
I guess that's maybe, our little brother.
Maybe people just generally hate the city of Dallas. How about that? Does that work for you on that? But, no, should we be offended? No, let Kansas City take it. And, hey, I wish the Cowboys would find a way to go to back-to-back Super Bowls and win them and those kinds of things. I would love to be once again the villains of the National Football League. I mean, I was growing up, you know, everybody talked about America's team and stuff like that, but man, there was a lot of hate. You know, there was a lot of hate in Washington and Philadelphia, you know, St. Louis at the time, the Los Angeles Rams. There was a lot of hate of Dallas Cowboys and the fans because of the success that the teams had. So yeah, it's not surprising because Kansas City has done a really, really nice job.
I did see this. The best college towns in Texas for 2024.
San Marcos.
Number one for the second year in a
row. How am I guessing all these right?
San Marcos with Texas State comes in at number one.
Yeah.
College Station, A&M, comes in at two. Lubbock at number three for you Texas Tech Red Raiders. My North Texas Mean Green there in Denton, comes in at number four. And then Nacogdoches with SFA.
Axum Jackson.
Rounds out your top five. Huntsville for Sam Houston State. Georgetown. Waco for Baylor. Abilene, which has a variety of different schools, including Abilene Christian.
Austin didn't make that list?
I guess Austin's not considered a college town.
Okay.
Because it's such a damn big city.
Okay.
You know? But no, Austin didn't make the list. Otherwise, if it did, I would
imagine.
Dallas
would be on there because of SMU would be
a
good one, too.
So, I mean, I would imagine that Austin would have cracked the top three if it did.
Have you ever partied in Waco?
No, I've not. I have.
I've always partied outside of Waco.
Yeah.
I've never been and partied in Waco.
No, me either. And now I've stopped in Waco several times. And then anytime you drive to Austin, you know, you're cruising through there, and then you got to stop at the check stop, obviously. But no, I've never actually partied. Like, I've walked around the campus there, but never partied in Waco.
If you had to take somebody out in Denton and party, where would you take them?
We'd either hit Fry Street, make the rounds there.
So is that like the Bourbon Street of college?
Yeah, Fry Street's like our 6th Street there.
Okay,
in Denton.
Got it.
That's where, you know, you got Cool Beans was over there. A lot of good. Now, some of the bars have changed
their names.
Did you
get kicked out of a bunch of those places?
Did get kicked out of a few. Couple of times.
Is it because of your like belligerent attitude?
Yeah.
And you get drunk, you want to fight everybody?
There was one time that happened. There was also another time, like one of my buddies, I got kicked out because I was associated with him for whatever reason.
Oh, guilt by association.
Yeah, he just was angry. Like, he literally walked outside and then punches a fire hydrant. I don't understand why you would do that, but some guy walks by and says, "Man, F that guy," and then he just goes, "Yeah, man, F that guy," and then punched the fire hydrant. It was just the stupidest thing I've ever seen. But, yeah, that's...
My hand hurts just thinking about
that. No, it did. He did. He broke his hand.
Yeah, of course he
did. Total schmuck move.
Yeah.
But, yeah, there was a couple of times, you know. I think everybody, if you live in a college town.
Is there a town that you've been to, one of these college towns that you really enjoyed? Like, I loved going to Lubbock. I thought Lubbock was a lot of fun.
Lubbock is a blast.
I thought Nacogdoches was a fun town. I did that. I went to their KA Fight Night, you know, where they have boxing.
Oh, yeah.
And a buddy of mine fought in there, and he had a bye the first round. So, like, the next, though, he's, like, just pounding beers the night before, he goes, "Well, I got a bye. I don't have to fight." And I'm like, well, you think you need to be drinking all that beer? And he's like, oh, I'll be able to find. He got knocked down. I mean, knocked out. And, like, he was on, and we're like, get up, get up. And we looked at the other guy. He was kind of dancing around like, no, dude, no, stay down, stay
that
down.
That is fun.
Just don't get up.
Yeah, no, I've been to San Marcos a few times.
San Marcos is really nice.
Is a blast. I had a couple of buddies that went to Texas State. In fact, we had his bachelor party back out there at San Marcos. Of course, float the river. That's always a fun thing.
That is fun.
College Station, even though I do believe, and I apologize to the Aggies out there, it is indeed a cult, but it's a hell of a place to go watch a football game. Kyle Field is awesome.
I worked at Texas A&M for a year there, and Texas A&M, nice place to live, though, too. A lot of fun. The people there, like you said, there's a lot going on in the town. Boy, it's gotten so big down there. It just really has.
But it did seem like Bobby and RJ had a blast at Stephenville for Tarleton State. And I
think
not
Bobby's
going
back.
He is. He put out a tweet that he's going back, I think, this weekend. Bobby's
going back. He's going
back
for a basketball game?
I mean, anytime is Bobby has the game? To just booze, he's not going to do the game. I mean, he's going to probably just be there and paint his
did
face.
Byron Anderson invite him to do the game?
There's no way that somebody invited Bobby to do a game.
Bobby can't do a basketball
Absolutely
game.
Not. He can't go to a game sober.
He can't pay attention at all.
No. He's got ADD.
It's hard to do a 45-minute podcast with him sometimes.
Is it?
Sometimes. I talk way too much on the podcast.
He probably appreciates that.
No, I don't blame him for being mad at me sometimes.
It's okay. Yeah. Final thing here just to report before we throw things over to Lucius Alexander for LA Live. Bears, according to ESPN Chicago, they are selecting Caleb Williams with the first overall
pick. Of course
they are. They are unwilling to even entertain any trade offers for the pick, according to ESPN. Justin Fields will be traded. It's Lion season, Brian. You buying that? You selling that? Is that a true or false?
No, I think they're drafting the kid. I think, you know, you don't want the number one pick. You want it one time is what you want it, and hopefully you get your quarterback, and then you can move on. But, yeah, I think they're going to take him.
Yeah,
I would.
I agree. All right, it's time now for our G-Bag of the Day. Take it away, Lucius Alexander.
Take it away! Hey, so they don't consider D.C. a college town, but I had a fantastic time over there by Georgetown.
Georgetown's a blast.
Oh, my gosh.
There's some high-end stuff going on over there, though.
Fantastic time.
Yeah.
And then after that, we went to this club called Stadium. Changed my life, bro.
Oh, Stadium. Sounds badass.
I was like, oh, it's like that out here. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Don't get tied down. All right, let's see. Our winner is a combo situation from the Church House. We have a bro pastor talking about Lot and Sodom and Gomorrah.
Oh, yeah.
And then the other pastor said they went full Porky Pig. So let's get to this Sodom and Gomorrah guy right here. Bro pastor talking to the congregation.
We were talking about Lot, and we were talking about Sodom and Gomorrah, and we were talking about how Lot chose to go pinch his tits.
Whoa.
Excuse me. Pitch his tents. Is what I said.
Flustered now.
And you heard nothing else here. This is church, my gosh. So he was pitching his tents close to Sodom and Gomorrah. And so what happened was, when he did that, he was getting too close to evil. And what I was challenging you guys to not do was to pick friends that were going to lead you to... Man, stop laughing!
Whoa!
All right?
Wow.
That is
angry. Am I red right now? Holy cow!
Mike Bassett, pastor.
Ellie, I hope this isn't on videotape, because I have no job now.
Bro pastor's on them roids.
He
got a little upset right there, fam.
He calls him Mike Bassett, pastor.
Yeah, a little upset.
That's amazing. That's fantastic.
Let's see. How about this
crap.
One?
I need to write these down, Lucius.
Yeah, write them down.
I got you.
Talking about lie. And then pastor. This one is the Porky the Pig pastor.
Yeah. Midst of the storm, we can proclaim to it and say, even in the, but the Eve meant for evil, you turn it for our good.
You turn it for our good.
Once he got going, he was fine.
Yeah, once he got
But he got,
you know, his heart dropped in his stomach, too. He's just like, oh, crap. I just messed that up. Everyone heard that.
Yeah, he had a weird situation trying to get that plane off the runway right now.
It was bouncing.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, it was bouncing. Have you guys seen the Sea-Doo switch out there at the boat show yet?
I'll tell you what, Lucius. I'm going to walk down during the break and find it, though, because I was interested after you were talking about it yesterday.
Oh, man, that Sea-Doo switch.
Yeah.
Looks like it's going to be part of the family at one point.
Oh, bro.
And how about the Bass Man?
That good? It's a crypto.
Yeah, I walked by the Bass Man walking in.
You seen the Bass Man?
Yeah, bro. It's outstanding. There's also a sexy Malibu and a Sea Ray that's right by it. I mean, oh, geez. I wish I had the money to buy one of these.
No, I mean, not the Bass Master boat. I'm talking about the bass guy that's out there and he has the fish.
No.
He's not out there?
Oh, there's teacher guys out here? You know, teacher guys?
When I used to be out there used to be a fella that used to show off his fishing skills. And then you can go up there and fish as a kid.
I might have to walk over and try and find
him. Yeah, we need to find that
guy. That would be fun.
Okay. Might be a pro, somebody you know.
Yeah.
Might be gone. Oh, no. Let me give you some lake music right here as we get to the rest of these nominees.
Yacht Rock Radio working here today.
Yacht
right?
Rock Radio coming at you. A little Steely Dan.
Yeah, there you go.
105.3 The Fan. let's see here. Roe Knows. Have you guys heard of Roe Knows?
Is it the little wrestling kid?
It is a little wrestling kid. I played some of his stuff maybe, it feels like a few years ago, but it can't be too many years ago because he's still a kid. But here he is hyping up his little league team, giving a little pep talk.
Listen up. It all starts tonight. We must win. One inning at a time, one game at a time, all the way to the championship. And when we become champions, we become the Rolex wearing, diamond ring blaring, kiss stealing, woo wheeling dealing, limousine riding, jet flying, son of a gun. Now I'm having a hard time keeping these alligators down.
Hey.
Woo!
Yeah.
Woo! Guys, let's put the women and children to bed and go looking for freaking dinner. Bring it! Come on! Yeah! Win on three! 1, 2, 3! Win!
Let's go!
Woo!
Man, I wonder if his teammates are kind of just sick of him. You know?
Yeah.
It's like, dude, we get it.
We get it.
You love wrestling.
You go viral. You know wrestlers. Yeah. We get it, bro.
It's like, dude, that's not going to work on us.
They sounded okay responding. They didn't like go, okay, when.
Yeah.
They sounded okay.
They sounded. It's
like they expect it now.
They knew they were being recorded.
Yeah.
I guess we're going to go viral with this guy.
Here we go. Yeah.
But I think he does a great job. I love him.
He does.
His videos are really good.
He does. He does like little promos. Anyway. Let's see what else we got right here. Oh, another kid. Pee-wee football player. He has no idea what he is in for. He doesn't know the positions on the field. He just picked one that thought it was the safeties.
We got an interview, man. Hey, man, what position you want to play, man?
Safety.
Why you chose that position?
Because it sounds safe.
Because it sounds safe? Like, you want to be on the safest place in the field, huh?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, we're going to see can we keep you safe, all right? All right, keep working hard, man. Coach, that's your safety, Coach.
That's your safety, Coach.
I love that.
That's fantastic. Yeah. That's your safety, Coach.
Coach. Hey, safety is a tough position, too, bro.
It is a really tough position.
You got to love the hit. You're basically a athletic linebacker / cornerback, man.
You are, and when things go bad, you get blamed for it.
You're the last line of defense.
You get blamed for a lot of
any
things.
Any deep ball, they're like, oh, it's the safety blew the coverage.
Guy's got to rotate over. What's his problem? Oh, he didn't have a chance. Yeah.
Oh, man, dude said he worked at Sea-Doo Service Department. Do not buy the Sea-Doo Switch LA. Oh, no!
Okay.
Scourge him.
There's a lot of issues with it.
I don't know. I got to do some more research on it.
Maybe it's expensive, the upkeep. I don't know.
Okay. Man, just get a regular pontoon boat. Okay.
Oh, that's even better, Lucius, I think.
917 said, ask Ronnie Lott how safe it is.
Yeah.
Chop off my finger to play.
All right, let's get on out of here, bro.
All right, let's vote. We got, of course, our reigning champ, the Pastor Combo Platter. We got Bo Knows with his pep talk to his team, and Pee Wee football player wants to play the safest position on the field. Brian, who are you voting for?
I'm going to vote for the safety.
The safety? Lucius?
Roe Knows.
All right, I will go ahead and go with the Pee Wee football player as well. That was quite good. So by a vote of 2-1, our new G-Bag of the J champion, the Pee Wee football player wanting to play safety. That's your new safety coach. All right, Krusty's Corner's coming up next. Where are we going?
Guys, the 33rd team has put out the free agents in pro football you need to avoid. We'll talk about those guys next.
Thank you, L.A. We got NFL News of the Day coming up at the top of the hour as we party here at the Dallas Boat Show right in Market Hall, right off Stemmons. It's an absolute awesome environment. We've had a lot of Tolos already walk on by, say what's up. We got Kenny and Quinlan who's hanging out as well. Jack Leiter working around a leadoff walk in the first with a flyout to Bobby Witt, two ground outs. Day is done now after three innings, allowing just two hits, one of them being a home run, and two walks. So all in all, being able to kind of pitch around some trouble, I think that was good to see from Jack Leiter. I mean, it wasn't a perfect outing, but he had a 1-2-3 quick first inning. Second inning, a little bit more laborious for him, but he was able to work out of it without too much damage. And then the third bounced back nicely. So three solid innings of work there for Jack Leiter, who tries to earn a spot maybe as that fifth starter in the Rangers rotation until they can get everybody back healthy, hopefully around the All-Star break. But right now, it's time for Krusty's Corner. Here he is. King of the Krusties, Broadus.
Thank you very much there, Zachary. Appreciate that. Yeah, watching him pitch, though, looked like that he had pretty decent command of what he was trying to do. And where he was struggling was I was watching him warm up. That's where he was kind of the ball seemed to like going behind the backstop like four or five times there. You know, the umpire had to kept throwing a new fresh baseball out there. But though when it came to guys digging in the box, he was able to kind of find his control there a little bit. So, you know, hopefully for Jack Leiter, this is tough when you're starting to talk about the second overall pick. You know, that you don't want to be picking up there all the time. That means you're a bad baseball team. And you know, they took an opportunity to draft him. So hopefully things work out for him. But I thought it was a pretty good outing other than the one pitch that ended up being knocked over the fence there. All right, this is from my buddies at the 33rd team. And if you're not familiar with the 33rd team, it's a bunch of guys like me that were in the league at one time and are no longer in the league. You got some general manager guys. You've got former coaches. Mike Zimmer was part of the 33rd team. He was doing work until he got back on with the Cowboys. So it's a good group of guys and some gals and stuff like that that talk about issues that go on in the National Football League. They can try and give you a little bit more of an insight to maybe some of the questions you have. And they posted an article here recently about the NFL free agents who carry the most risk.
Okay.
And so I thought it was a little bit of an interesting article, and I wanted to go through a couple of these guys. Would you like to guess who their number one guy that they have as the potential for maybe some problems if you sign him as a big risk?
I wonder if it's Saquon Barkley.
Saquon Barkley is on this list.
Because of all the injuries.
Yeah. The first guy they have on this list is Tyron Smith.
Okay. So I wasn't going to say Tyron because I don't think – I just wonder – I don't know how much money he's going to get. Yeah. Obviously, he's going to get more than what the Cowboys were willing to offer, which is why he's going to play somewhere else.
Right.
But I wondered what the contract would look like to where – how much of a risk would it be. But, yeah, I mean – that's kind of the game that the Cowboys have been playing for the last 4 years. I mean, you've talked about how it's not a knock on Tyron the player, but how he's kind of held them hostage because of the availability. He could play 13 games. He could play two.
Yeah, it's funny because the way that they frame this, they're saying that after the star left tackle missed 38 games over the past four seasons, that the Cowboys were ready to move on to a more reliable option. And Smith has earned more than $115 million in 13 years with the team. When, as we all know, when Smith's been on the field, he routinely earns high grades and is able to limit the pressure on the Dallas quarterbacks, those teams that they faced. But the team, they're saying, how can they trust and how can they invest heavily in an aging left tackle who hasn't played more than 13 games in the season since 2015. And they kind of tie this in. Smith's availability in free agency is reminiscent of when the New Orleans Saints watched Terron Armstead land a $75 million deal from the Miami Dolphins in 2022. Armstead, who was 31 then, had similar durability issues but offered an all-pro peak on the field. He missed 11 games over the last 2 years since signing with Miami. He said Smith would provide a major upgrade for Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers, Trevor Lawrence, or Kyler Murray. Absolutely. But every team must be wary of the value lost and the risk that comes with signing a player who will be hampered or will miss a chunk of the season.
Wow.
Is that a fair assessment of Tyron Smith? I mean, is that
It's fair? Yeah, it is. It is fair, and it's a reason why there's a lot of people that have been upset that the Cowboys are moving on from Tyron because it's against the all-in type of attitude, which I get. Right now you're opening up another position of need that you have to make sure you get. To me, I think that was already a position of need.
Right.
Because of the reliability concerns. I can't count on Tyron Smith being available every Sunday. And their player that they had behind him in Chimay Adoga wasn't good enough step in and play.
Nope.
And it cost you games.
Yep.
So ultimately, in the playoffs, you can roll your eyes and say it's not going to matter anyway. But they're going to try and go out there and compete. I don't have an issue moving on from Tyron. I do think that that's warranted because he's a hell of a player when he's out there. But you just don't know how many times he's going to play.
Okay, here's a guy, the next guy that a lot of Cowboy fans have thrown this name out. They're like, hey, Broadus, evaluate this guy for us. Tell us what you think. Devin White, linebacker.
Okay.
And again, we're going through the list of from the 33rd team of guys that kind of a buyer beware at your own risk kind of thing. But they've got Devin White on this list. He's a popular player since entering the NFL due to his excellent athletic ability and ability to make impact plays as a pass rusher. Devin White struggled to make an impact beyond the role for much of the 2023 season, though. Despite gaudy tackling numbers from 2019 to 22, White has been far from a reliable gap filler, instead relies on his speed to make empty tackles. His tackle total dropped to a career low 83 in 14 games played this past season. At 26, White still has time left on the clock to be a productive player. But before the athletic ability is gone, his best football might be in front of him. But often he leaves the impression that there's more that he could do to help the team win. Okay, I've talked to people in Tampa about him. And there were times this past season where he just didn't want to play, where he felt like that they were trying to do things, you know, they were taking him off the field. They felt like that they had other guys that were better run defenders. Better pass, you know, he was going to like be reduced to a nickel role where he was just going to play in the passing game.
Yeah.
And I had several people at the Buccaneers tell me that he kind of became a locker room cancer that way.
Mm.
Because, and there was like the times that he missed, it was like, I don't feel ready. I don't want to play.
Yeah.
And they're like, fine. If you don't want to be that guy, then, you know, we're going to move on from you. So, Devin White, even though at 26 years old, and, you know, Dallas, clearly they can use a Devin White, though, at linebacker, right?
2 years ago, we were looking at Devin White as, my gosh, this is the prototype for the modern NFL. Run, chase, tackle, can cover.
Yeah.
But we did hear those reports that they wanted him to come off the bench one game because his play and attitude weren't good. He said, well, then I'm just not playing.
I'm not playing, right.
So, yeah, I don't know that that's the type of guy that if you're going to pay, he's probably going to want top-of-the-market money.
Right.
One, I don't think the Cowboys are in the ballpark for that anyway, so he's not realistically an option. But two, I don't know. You do have to do your homework on is that the type of guy you want to bring into your locker room.
Yeah, and the final guy I want to mention is Saquon Barkley of the Giants. Barkley has the most concerning profile of the big four named running backs to hit free agency this spring: Derrick Henry, Josh Jacobs, Tony Pollard, and Barkley. Now 27 with only one 1,000-yard rushing season over the last 4 years, his remarkable 2022 breakout might be the last big season he'll have in the tank.
Wow.
Teams can't overpay Barkley for that campaign because they feel he can replicate his 1,650-yard total yards in a better situation.
Mm.
So they're saying that there's too many red flags with him when you look at his breakaway runs, his yards created per touch, all these things should raise red flag. The best value that Barkley brings is as a pass catcher, where he averages 7.3 yards per reception throughout his career.
Interesting.
So those are some players that the 33rd team say, maybe you want to reconsider if you're going to look at in free agency.
Thank you very much, Brian.
Thank you.
There is Krusty's Corner every day here at 2:45-ish in the G-Bag Nation as we continue to broadcast live from the Dallas Boat Show at Market Hall off of Stemmons. We're hanging out here today until 7 p.m. Your dream boat is waiting, but they've also got tons of amazing other things that you can come and purchase if you're into wakeboarding. They got awesome clothes as well. Just come on out here. It's an absolute blast. So many people are just walking in and out. Tons of foot traffic. A lot of tolos as well. Turning it on, leave it on with us here in the G-Bag Nation. All right, NFL news of the day coming up next. The comp picks have been announced. How many did the Cowboys get? Wilson visiting a division rival and debating the first-round quarterbacks. This specific one drawing attention. That's next.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.